Chapter 3. I did basic at Camp Arthur Curry on the Northern Prairies, along with a couple of thousand other victims, and I do mean camp, as the only permanent buildings there were to shelter equipment. We slept and ate in tents. We lived outdoors, if you call that living, which I didn't at the time. I was used to a warm climate. It seemed to me that the North Pole was just 5 miles north of camp and getting closer. Ice age returning, no doubt. But exercise will keep you warm, and they saw to it that we got plenty of that. The first morning we were there, they woke us up before daybreak. I had had trouble adjusting to the change in time zones, and it seemed to me that I had just got to sleep. I couldn't believe that anyone seriously intended that I should get up in the middle of the night. But they did mean it. A speaker somewhere was blaring out a military march fit to wake the dead, and a hairy nuisance who had come charging down the company street yelling, "Everybody out! Show a leg! On the bounce!" came marauding back again just as I had pulled the covers over my head, tipped over my cot, and dumped me on the cold, hard ground. It was an impersonal attention. He didn't even wait to see if I hit. 10 minutes later, dressed in trousers, undershirt, and shoes, I was lined up with the others in ragged ranks for setting up exercises, just as the sun looked over the eastern horizon. Facing us was a big, broad-shouldered, mean-looking man, dressed just as we were, except that while I looked and felt like a poor job of embalming, his chin was shaved blue, his trousers were sharply creased, you could have used his shoes for mirrors, and his manner was alert, wide awake, relaxed, and rested. You got the impression that he never needed to sleep, just 10,000-mile checkups and dust him off occasionally. He bellowed,
"Company! Attention! I am Career Ship Sergeant Zim, your company commander. When you speak to me, you will salute and say, sir. You will salute and sir anyone who carries an instructor's baton."
He was carrying a swagger cane and now made a quick reverse moulinet with it to show what he meant by an instructor's baton. I had noticed men carrying them when we had arrived the night before, and had intended to get one myself. They looked smart. Now I changed my mind.
"Because we don't have enough officers around here for you to practice on. You'll practice on us. Who sneezed?"
No answer.